Okay, so...
I'm sorry, I'm struggling with my headphones-spectacles combination today.
Are you, 'cause it's hard because your headphones press on your spectacles,
they're
don't they?
Knocking them off,
and they can push them forward, yes. There's a news story here out of Tanzania, okay, which is an East African country known for its vast wilderness areas. The Serengeti's there. They've got those islands as well off the side of the thing. Kilimanjaro's there. It's you know, Zanzibar. That's there.
Very exotic.
Yeah, it's very exotic. So, do you know what a wildlife park is?
Like a safari thing?
Yeah, sort of. It's a game park. You go there and you look at big game. Huge Monopoly boards. I think that's what it is. Okay, so a tour guide at one of these game parks has been arrested after falsely translating a tourist's comments about the country and its people. Okay. So, Ava's seen this, so she's giggling, but it's... So what happened was, this lady, this American woman, she did a little selfie of herself, obviously, video, Facebook Live, with this guy, this tour guide, who'd been showing them around the game park. Now, in the video clip, the guide speaks in Swahili, and the tourist speaks in English, because he's translating into Swahili for the people of Tanzania. And the guide was arrested on unspecified charges on Thursday on the orders of a tourism minister because he said things that sound a bit like stuff that the president of Tanzania had been saying all week. Anyway, let's read it and you'll see. So I'll tell you, you be the tourist and I'll be the tour guide and I'll do it in a horribly racist and African accent.
So I'm the tourist.
You're the tourist, okay. Yeah. Would you do it, please?
Hi. My visit to Tanzania has been beautiful, gorgeous. The people are fabulously wonderful and friendly. Greetings are always jambo, which is the Swahili equivalent of hello. Happy to be here. The land is beautiful, beautiful. The animals are wonderful.
Okay, and the tour guide says, she is saying, you Tanzanians complain and cry a lot about hunger. Every day you cry about hunger. When you have flowers at home, why don't you boil the flowers and drink them? It is not good to complain about hunger.
The variety of animals and people you see is incredible, unlike anywhere else. It's just fabulous.
You are asking your president to cook for you. Do you think your president is a cook? Can you get busy? Even boil your clothing. Eat that.
It will be an experience to savour for all your life. It's fantastic and beautiful and incredible and just unremarkable.
Unremarkable, yes. That's what she says, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And he says... She is saying, get busy in every country of the corner of the country. The president will leave the state house to cook for you. You have to cook for yourselves. It's good, isn't it? But he got arrested. He did it totally deadpan. Like, it was like a comedy thing. I don't think he really meant it. That people should boil their own clothes.
You know what I love about it? He was obviously just bored.
Yeah, exactly. All these giraffes and lions. Sick of them.